the Senate in the past has moved it, unfortunately, but you know, the big impediment seems to be the Prince George's House members and the delegations down there, and so we'll have to see how that comes about. I also learned that they've weakened it somewhat, give more religious exemptions and things like that. So we'll have to see if that plays out to any of the principles on it.
Now, the Senate Republican caucus was unified against it with the exception of Senator Kittleman. Do you expect that to change this
No,
year?
I don't see any change in that regard. And so, you know, we'll just have to see exactly what's put before us and in what fashion. The other thing that I also learned is that on the House side, they now are doing a joint referral to two different committees. That's a little different. And so we'll have to see how that pans out.
That, I think, has helped get the bill to pass, I think, was more of a strategic thing, right?
Yeah, I would suspect it was more strategic, sure.
How do you explain the Gonzales poll results that 49% are in favor, 47% against? That's a statistical tie. The margin of error of that poll is like 3%.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, some people, I think they might have gotten bigger numbers if they'd asked about civil unions. The concept of them touching the third rail of marriage and its sanctity is what I think is really driving the bus on this.
You among those who think this is going to go before voters this fall if it passes?
I hope it does.